Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Talking about the shocking new marriage numbers for women, Lee, and you compare them, you know, 1950, just for, you know, a baseline.
Yeah.
40% of women at the age of 30 were unmarried. Today it's 80, which is nuts.
80% now? Yeah, I mean, what's just, the demographic now?
Women.
Well, I know, but age 30. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then, so two huge, huge majorities of women are postponing marriage. And the reasons for it, it's a great power line read today. Reasons for it are, varied. Number one, the biggest reason is just, it's not that all of them don't want to get married. They can't, find somebody that they want to do that with. Or they are choosing not to, or they are just so financially hamstrung with college loan debt and just the struggle to make a living today, that that unnecessary struggle that we documented in the 6 o'clock hour, that doesn't have to be that they're not doing that. I got this text from a dad. Tara, I've hammered into my daughters that they need to focus on their careers to be self-sufficient financially before thinking about marriage. 30 is the minimum. I've encouraged them to wait to marriage. Well, I'm certainly a big fan of self-sufficiency.
Yeah.
Huge. But that is actually the opposite of the advice I gave my daughter just in the last week. And I think a whole generation of women got bad advice on that. Career is not number one. That is a messed up priority system. It's not number one. Your career is not. Nope. It's your family. That is the most important thing that you will have. I was told the opposite by my parents, and it really did me a disservice. It's taken me a lot of my life to understand that. And here's what I told my daughter. This idea, especially now when it's hard to find a male who is a man, there is a difference now. It didn't used to be as much of a difference in 1950. It's hard to find one. When you find that guy who is going to be a dependable person to have in the trenches with you, and you can see that in the little things that they do. I've been alive long enough, Lee, to know that doesn't come along much. Mm-hmm. It doesn't. And if that happens when you're 21 or 22, that may not be, on your horizon the ideal thing. Well, you know what? You need to grab it. Because it's harder to find that. And I think a lot of young women believe, as I did at that age, well, there'll be guys like this along all the time. No, there won't. They're very rare. I think I dated maybe three total. With the other two, it's either going to be, hey, enjoyed the time I spent with you, but the connection isn't there, or it's on your side. So when you have that connection, you find that guy who is going to be in the trenches with you, because life is going to throw a lot of bad stuff at you. Let me tell you what, this whole idea, well, I'm going to get my career tucked away. No, you're not. You're not. I've learned that with life. I thought everything set at 28, man. My husband too, successful business office, on, the block of property you want to be on in Charlotte. We had it all figured out, I thought, and then life wrecked us. And you know what? Life's going to wreck you a couple times before you're done.
If you're lucky, a couple of
times. Yeah, you're going to be on your knees in that industry you thought was safe and you established your career in, could even be wiped out by technology. Mm-hmm. And look at my sister. Just this week, she's having to start an entire new career. She had to leave the mortgage industry, where she was doing very well, and she's had to start something else. Why? It's gone. There's nothing. There's no rock to cling to anymore. You only have each other in the trenches, and you better be best friends. So if you find that, grab it. Grab it. You this idea, I'm going to wait till my career is established. No, you're wasting time. And you know what? We only get so much time. You don't know that you're not going to end up when you've got that perfect career and you're 28, 29, okay, now I'm ready to look for a man, and then you go try to find one. Good luck with that. And you don't know how much time you have. You don't know. You don't know when that car accident is coming.
No.
You don't know that.
Or that medical issue.
No.
Or...
Mm-mm. The most important thing, and I have raised my daughter, my mom would be jaw-dropped to see how I've raised my daughter. It is the total opposite on that issue of how she raised me. I think she got everything else right. And Lee, that came from that generation of women, and I get it. My mom was so smart. That woman could have been a surgeon. She could have been a doctor. She could have done anything. And her mom sat her down and said, hey, listen, because you got a couple, because you know she was born in the 40s. You got it. Here are your options. You could be a teacher. You could be a secretary. You could be a nurse. So you need to pick one. So she picked being a nurse. And the idea of you know, somebody telling my daughter that, and her mom was trying to help. You know, my mom wanted so much more for me. And then women had been career limited back then, right? They really had. But look, you I'm telling you, having this idea of having a husband at an early age is bad somehow. I don't get that. That depends on you know, yeah, if you met him during a wild fling in Vegas last weekend, maybe not, you know, maybe you don't want to get married by the preacher dressed as Elvis. You know what I'm saying? Always good timeless advice. You know what I'm saying? That's not what I'm talking about. Don't wait. Grab it. Grab it. And I made some pretty big mistakes in my life in that area because I was following my mom's advice. And I said, so I said, honey, you know, you have to be on the lookout all the time. You do not know when he's coming around the corner, and you need to grab that because you will spend the rest of your life looking for it again, especially today. Because real men, good men, men raised to be the backbone of their families, are harder and harder to find. Men are being told the opposite. Well, you need to be an equal with a woman. You need to be just like a woman. No, you do not. No, you don't. Mm-mm. No, my husband is the backbone of our family, period, bar none. That is how it works in our house. I like it that way. It feels right. And so, and I don't mean to have a big argument with this guy or offend a listener. It's not what I'm saying, or say, you know, oh, you're telling your daughter's wrong. But rethink that, sir. Just rethink that. Because there aren't second chances in life like that. And there aren't good, solid men out there for the picking when she's ready. And you know what? She can build her family, married at 22, 21, to a good, strong, solid guy. You know how I know that? I've watched it happen in my own family.
Yeah.
It's about the personality. It's about the morality. And I've had a lot of conversations with my daughter. You know where's a good place to find a man? Church.
Yes.
Church. No, that doesn't mean he's a good guy. We've met some real scoundrels in church. There are some people who go to church for business recruiting and nothing else. You know what I'm saying? That's not a guarantee, but it's a good place to start. It's a good place to start. We talked about, you know, where can you find a man's man? Firing range. I am having these conversations with her. I'm saying you're going to have to look under rocks and in places to find a guy like your dad. He is a man's man. Just like your grandfather is. My husband and my father, they're both the same. And you know what? The funny thing is they are both very old-fashioned guys. Extremely so. So much so that occasionally I bang my head against a wall, right? But the two of them are also the two biggest feminists I've ever met. I have never had a bigger cheering section than my father and my husband. And and men can be both things. The fact that you're married doesn't mean you're not going to have a career. What even is that? That doesn't even make sense to me. In fact, it might be easier for you to do it because somebody's got your back during the hard times. Maybe his job's going really well and yours is not. That's life. There are no guarantees. Anyway, I didn't mean for that to set me off, but that advice was what I was given. It was totally wrong. I've completely rejected it, and I am teaching my children otherwise. My boys too.
Well, good.
I mean, go on that monologue, but just seeing that was and it was in it. Look, that guy's it, again, as I said, was an understandable reaction to a generation of women who really got, you know, kind of an extreme advice on the other end. Well, the number one thing is, you know, just go be a nurse until you get married. But you know what is the most important thing you will ever do? Marriage, family, period, bar none. That is the most important thing you will do. Your career is secondary to that at best.
Mm-hmm. And that should be the same thing for guys too.
Yes,
obviously,
and that is the opposite of what I was given as a young woman, and it was bad advice. You know, and there's, you know, look, there's extremes with everything. There's lines with everything. You don't want to raise a couch potato either, right? Okay, I mean, so you're gonna have to be motivated, and being motivated and working hard is part of taking care of your family. We have taken it way too far in this country.
No, I mean, my whole family, the women have always worked.
Yeah,
I mean,
same here.
My grandmother on my dad's side worked in a mill, and then my grandfather was, a butcher and farmer. And then, of course, my mom and dad were both working all the time. My mother was a teacher. My dad was in textiles. So, and in my family, my wife's been working all along. I mean, there's been a very brief time when our first child was born where she was at home. But shortly thereafter, she's been working either as a teacher or running a daycare or whatever for years.
And she, I know recently, last few years anyway, went back to school, right? Got her.
Well, yeah, she got her master's degree.
Like you said.
Which, helped us out financially because obviously as a teacher, you are compensated on your amount of education and as well as your experience. And she's also a nationally board certified teacher, which also gave us, another little increase there, which of course is a benefit to the school as well because, you're exposed to, good practices as far as education is concerned. So,
I mean, I know it will probably sound crazy and the internet would explode if I was caught on YouTube, but I mean, I have told my daughter in just the last few weeks, the most important job you will ever have is wife. Number one job, not mother, wife. Everything flows from that. You got to get that right first. And that, it was funny because when my husband and I went through marriage counseling, which you have to do to get married in the Catholic Church, they have these surveys and you got to study, you got to get, it's a quiz, you got to get it right. Hold on with the music. You got to get it right, right? We both got the same one wrong. And it was which is more important in your priorities, the children or your spouse? We both picked children. We got it wrong.
Right.
So we had to have a counseling session about that with the married counselors that we had teaching the court. No, the security of the children and their happiness flows from the marriage. Marriage is number one. Children are number two.
I completely agree, and that's been my experience as well. Because if you don't have a good marriage, a good strong marriage, then it's going to be a bad situation for the kids. And children always suffer from what the adults do in a relationship.
Yep.
It is always the kids that pay.
Your number one job, I've said to my daughter, is wife. And if you get that job right, you're going to have a really, really good life. And it starts with picking, and you cannot pick the time. You cannot pick when he's going to show up. You cannot say, this was great, but I'm just going to throw him back and wait. No, he's not coming back. You don't get that chance again. You don't, especially not today. So this generation, Lee, of women, and I'm going to get off my soapbox. It's going to be the hardest ever for them to find a man who is not a male, a man. The kind of man who is the backbone of the family, who as he absolutely should be. And you know what? In today's world, that role is not just when I say that, people think financial, I think.
No, not necessarily.
It's emotional. My husband is a rock. He is an absolute rock. He has been that for the family through so much stuff. It's not, it's not Stepford Wives. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
That is a role you have to have as a woman. You should pick a man who is emotionally stronger than you are. Those things are important. And yes, of course you should be prepared for if he runs off with the woman or he dies in an auto accident to take care of the kids. You should do that. That's the basics. But that is not the priority. We have lost sight. Texter writes, I have told my daughter to find an unvaccinated man. Oh, Lord. Okay. All right. We don't want to marry it down too much. You're not going to find anybody. But again, Lee, as you just said with your wife, I mean, she has excelled in her career, being married, raised the kids. You can do it all. There is no rule. What order you have to do it in?
It ain't easy, but you can do it.
No, but you can do it. Yeah. And I'm telling you what, one more thing to add. No matter how much you prepare, no matter how much she excels at her career right now, I'm telling you there's no guarantees.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a down economy.
Yep.
There's going to be technological advances, and you're going to hit rock bottom. And there is nothing on this earth that's going to stop that. Whether you're married or not, you might as well have someone in the trenches with you to get you through. So grab it. Grab it when it's in front of you. Do not wait.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, boy, I knew that'd get me in trouble. The text line has exploded because it started off, I was reading a study about the incredible number of women who by 30 are now choosing not to be married. 80%. It was 40 in 1950. I was talking about the very different way I'm raising my daughter from the way I was raised. I was raised to pursue my career. I'm worried about marriage later. It's secondary priority. My parents meant well. I mean, they did. They're good people, but they got it wrong. That whole generation of parents got it wrong. I'm raising my daughter to pursue being a wife and a mother. Number one priority. Career's a distant second. Very distant second. Great if you can have one. Now, you need to find ways to support yourself. That's important. We talk about that all the time. But you need to pursue, as a woman, being a wife the way you pursue your career. In fact, you need to make that the number one priority. I'm not joking. What do I mean by that? That sounds like something out of like a women's magazines from 1945. But you do, and let me tell you why you need to do it. Hard to find a man. Not a male. A man. They are increasingly rare. You need to be on the lookout, and I've told my daughter this. She's 14. Starting now. Women meet their husbands in high school. It happens. There's people like that on the text line right now. She said, now? I said, yeah, now. Because it's going to be very hard for you to do this. It's going to be very hard for you to find a man like your dad. You've used to, you're growing up, you're watching him, you think he's the norm. He's not the norm. You got to find this. You got to be on the lookout for it all the time. You have to take deliberate steps, as you would pursuing your career, doing research on schools and colleges. And she's looking into, you know, what does she want to do? You need to be deliberate about it. You need to do it from now on. I'm 14. Yep. Mm-hmm. Not joking. Now, if you're still single at 30 because you have not found that, that's okay. But it is a mindset. It is a family-first mindset, because there is nothing in the world. You don't get to leave your career behind. You don't get to leave any of it. All you get to leave is that family you created and those children, those grandchildren. That's all you get. Doesn't matter if you are poor as a church mouse or rich as a billionaire. That's all you get. That is the only thing you will leave that matters in 100 years. It is the most important thing. And the left has done a real hose job on our society, because so many people, including the children of right-wingers, believe otherwise. Now, I'm okay. I'm getting taken to the woodshed. Why are you just telling your daughter this? Tell your sons. You know, you're right. And the reason I haven't had that conversation with my sons yet, and I'm going to have the same one with them, is my son's kind of 12 now. And I think that's kind of a more of a 14-year-old conversation. Texter writes, I swore I would wait to 30. Met my husband at 27. Family always first. We just celebrated 30 years Monday. Texter writes, Terry, you're right. I thought I had time to wait. Now I'm 42 and still single. Don't wait. Nope, it is your number one priority. You must pursue it deliberately, with deliberateness. Does that mean going to church events that are social? You're looking for a man. Going to the firing range. People, places where you will find a man. You do this deliberately to find a man. Oh, that's just kind of desperate. No, it's not. It's what you have to do. What you have to do. You got to do it. Why wouldn't you do it? What you're looking for is a best friend. You need that friendship and the partnership. You need a warrior in the trenches with you. That's what you need. I've watched my sister do it alone. It's so much harder than it's made out to be. Texter writes, my wife and I were married at 20. We've dated since our sophomore year in high school. We've been married almost 20 years. See? Like, it's the people doing it. It's not the act itself. I don't think age even matters. But way too much on that. We need to change all of our thinking on this. Jerry in Spartanburg. What's on your mind, Jerry? And I don't know why this is not
working. I used to call quite a lot. I'm a younger guy from Spartanburg. I used to call on some political issues a lot. And I told the other person I'm excited to speak to because it's been a while. But you spurred my attention today speaking on this. I am a single father. I have a young daughter, so we haven't really gotten those conversations yet. But with my relationships is what you're really speaking on today.
Yeah.
And I agree with you strongly. There will be a lot of women who are my age that are looking for, like you said, a man, not a male. I've spoken with my kid's mother about this. We separated several years ago when our daughter was much younger. And at that point in time, we were much younger. I was looking for an opportunity to be a strong father, to do the things that my dad taught me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she wasn't ready for that, and that's completely fine. But now, great, you know, we talk a little bit more now. But what I'm getting at is you're completely right, Tara. A lot of these younger women, and I can't speak for every one of them, but a lot of these younger women, they do feel they have time. And if there's a guy that comes along that does want certain things, maybe it's intimidating at a certain age, maybe not. But I agree with you strongly when you say that a female's job, and not, I hate to use that word kind of like you did, but to be the wife. And this is what I'll teach my daughter because I'm living it myself, and I'm watching her mom live it, and it is difficult to do it on your own, Tara.
Mm-hmm.
So I will definitely teach my daughter, being a single father, to go find not a male, but a good man,
yep.
A man who's willing to have your back in the trenches, like you're saying. I got to hop out of the truck. I want to talk to you much more. The security guards are going to talk to me, but I just want to let you know I agree. And for all the listeners who do have daughters, follow suit, because it's difficult to find a good man who's willing to provide for her, you know, and be a really good man for her.
Yep.
So just keep doing what you're doing.
thank you. And I wish you luck with that, Jerry. I know it's hard to raise a child alone. By the way, when I had this conversation with my son, he's 12, it'll be right around when I did it with my daughter. I think about 14 is good for it. I'm going to tell him the same thing. This is not, some people are saying this is sexist. No. I'm going to teach my son the same thing. Number one job in life, husband. Number one. Same thing. Number one job is husband. Number two is dad. That is the most important thing. We're not going to say, well, you got to get your career, your guys ready. No. Because I worry about who my sons are going to marry. I worry about them being able to find a good woman. I am beginning to worry about it. I see what's out there. And I'm like, oh, wow. So, I mean, if you're going to have that, again, my sons are going to have to do the same thing. You have to begin to look deliberately. You have to have your eyes open, looking actively. It is a job, just like it is with your career. What are you looking for? Career opportunities? You should be doing that, right? Jobs, openings in your industry. You should be putting yourself in situations looking for this kind of person with the backbone, with the strength to marry. That's who you should, and you should need to start now. And again, my daughter's 14. We just had a conversation. You start looking. And her eyes about bugged out of her head. I need to look for a husband. Yes, you do. Starting now. You could be sitting next to you. You're in high school. People meet. They meet the love of their life in high school. Best friend. You may not ever find that again. Your eyes have to be open. You can't go through life asleep. You need to look now. It's the most important thing you will ever do.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Oh, boy. Getting lots of reaction to what I said. Just one of my pet peeves. Well, get your career done first. Get it going. Wait till you're 30 before you get married. And then, I tell my daughters, and I'm like, no. Nope, that's backwards priorities. That's totally counterintuitive. I'm not saying sit around and be a couch potato. That's not what I'm saying. My mom taught me and my dad taught me, thinking they were doing the best thing for me. They meant well. Well, you got to prioritize your career. You got to be able to support yourself. You never know what a husband's going to do. He might leave you. Okay, yeah, that's good advice. And you can do that. You can walk and chew gum. Finding a husband is your first priority. Not a husband. A good husband. A man, not a male. Someone like your dad. Very hard to do today. It's going to be a daunting task for my daughter and for my sons. You have to be deliberate about it. And you should start now. And I just look at my daughter's face, but I'm 14. Mm-hmm. Yep. Now? Yep, now. Plenty of people meet the person they end up marrying, their best friend in high school. It happens. You have to keep your eye open with that mindset. I'm looking for a husband. Not just any husband. Not a husband. Not a marriage. That's not the goal. Life partner. Best friend. Warrior for the trenches. Because you only find that, man. You don't find that much. You don't. You have to grab it, especially now. And if that means getting married at 21, she's like, Mom, what if I get married at 20? Cool. She's very mature. If it's the right guy, yeah, do it. Texter writes, and you know, if it's 30 when that happens for you, but you've been actively looking, and it's a mindset. And it just didn't find to let that. Cool. That's cool, too. But it's the mindset I'm talking about. The marriage first mindset. Because what is that? The basis for the family. That is your job. That is the most important thing you do. Everything else is just keeping the wheels from falling off. Texter writes, my wife and I were married at 20, and I've dated since our sophomore year in high school and have been married almost 20 years. Cool. Another texter writes, people thought we were crazy to be married so young. And we had our first child a year later, and I couldn't be happier. See, I don't know why society frowns on that. I don't. Texter writes, the best compliment and worst insult I ever got was from a girl I was head over heels for who told me I wasn't the guy she wants to date, but I was the one she wants to marry. Texter writes, I think age of marriage is irrelevant, but maturity is everything. Absolutely. You know, you may be together, struggling, married, struggling to pay for an apartment as, unfortunately, you get the career experience. Well, okay. You'll be okay. My youngest is 22. Texter writes, maybe live out on your own and learn about responsibility. My youngest is 22 and married. They are learning but doing well. Proud that they have morals and values. Another texter writes, and I'd love to know if this came from a man or not. Texter writes, Tara, I've been living with my best friend and partner in life for 19 years. I'm 41. We met when I was 22. We are not married. The process seems irrelevant since we don't want kids and we don't have wealth. Life has hit us hard at times, and we are so grateful to have each other. I would love to know if a man wrote that. And you know what I would love? If you are living with a woman, I bet she would love to be married to you. I bet she'd love to have that elevated status because that's what that is. I bet if you asked her to marry you, she'd say yes in a second. She's not going to tell you that. To me, he's my partner. I live with him. Nah, that's second-class status. Don't accept that. Don't make bargains with yourself. Well, that's what his belief system is, and I don't want to offend. You know, I love him the way he is. Bull. You deserve better. Texter writes, Tara, have you ever considered giving talks or speeches on this topic to women's groups or young ladies? I'd sign my daughter up.
I
haven't thought about it, but, maybe I'm hoping you'll have that talk with your child. Male or female, doesn't matter. Texter writes, Tara, how about my nephew who found his wife who went to the same church and didn't even know each other but met on Tinder? Tinder, and that worked out? Okay. That was revealed by the best... man, at the wedding. It was awesome. Some of these texts split. Texter writes, Tara, in my experience, most every woman that I have met, they have neglected their family and children for the career and are broken and miserable. Trust me. Look, I'm not saying it's all or nothing. That's not what I'm saying. It's a matter of mental priority. That's all. And if I had it to do over, I'd go back and do it totally differently than I did. I'm not saying anything's end up badly. I'm just saying it's a matter of priorities. I think that advice that a lot of us got from our parents growing up was wrong. Texter writes, amen. You won't meet a good man in a bar if he cheats with you. He'll cheat on you. I have said that to my daughter. Avoid scoundrels like that. He doesn't just love you more. He'll love the next one more than you. Texter writes, for me, getting married late allowed me to know if anything ever happened to my husband. I had the skills and confidence to know I can do things on my own. And look, that's fine. But again, you can develop that while being married. It's not mutually exclusive. I don't know where this comes from in our society. It's just like, what is it? It's as if you can't walk and chew gum. Yes, you can. You can do that. Texter writes, I raised my daughters to have a career should Rhett find the news to support themselves. I don't know what that means, but family is most important. Look, I'm having these conversations with my daughter now, too, and they're not going at all like the conversations my mom and I had. I'm talking to her about, hey, look, you know, we're going to do this online program for high school. Well, you'll graduate with a 2-year degree, so you'll have that. Have you thought about learning to cut hair? Wait, what? She's a straight-A student in the gifted program. Cut hair? Yeah. You can barter that. I'm not suggesting you do it as a career, but you could sell it. And you, every one of my kids needs something they could do, they could sell with their hands. They can do something physically they could do. You may never fall back on it. Yeah. That's how we have to think now. Our world is changing. We need to change with it. Texter writes, my wife stayed at home for the first 22 years of marriage and now works part-time. I would never want her to work more. I prefer her not to work at all. That's cool. That, and you know what? That is cool. What are we supposed to respect? Everyone's choices? That should be a legitimate choice. We should not look down on that in our society. Texter writes, super show, sweet pea. From Jeffrey. Thanks, Jeff. Texter writes, and one more finally. My husband and I were high school sweethearts. We dated at 16 and dated for 8 years before we got married. We wanted to finish college and be able to buy a home. I'm so glad we waited. We were not mature enough to make it when we were younger. There's nothing wrong with finding your husband and dating until you're financially prepared. Okay, that's a track. Money issues and so many marriages. We've been happily married for 7 years. We have 2 beautiful children. See, and what I want you to see here, there's so many paths, but it is a matter of the mentality of looking for this and prioritizing it is the most important thing. Chris in Spartanburg is on the line. Chris, this is a short segment, and it ends abruptly, whether we like it or not. So spit it out.
I'll catch you before the end of the hour. From the male's perspective here, if you meet a male that's going to be a true man, he's going to speak up. He's going to say his word. So when you come into a relationship as a female, you also need to come to the table with honesty, with strength, because I don't want to hear BS. I'm not going to deal with BS. So, you know, I can break up with a female just as quickly if I don't see her being a woman and all I get is, you know, daddy's girl issues. I mean, it comes down to a father raising a good daughter, but, you know, you get what you get with a man, but you also have to deal with what you need to deal with a man as well.
Absolutely. And you know what really helps? Like you were talking about the, you know, daddy's girl issues, things like that. You need to have a list and be deliberate about it, what you're looking for. So that, and I was actually talking to Crash and I've already started talking about this. He's 10. The time to find this stuff out is in the beginning when you're not attached because it's a lot easier to walk. And if you have so many people, and Chris, and thank you for your phone call. So many people are not deliberate about their dating life. You should be deliberate. You should go into every relationship, not just to have fun, but to go, hey, this is what I'm looking for. This is what I want. I'm not going to waste my time trying to make a person into something they're not. And Crash and I have talked a lot about the financial side of this. I just got a text from somebody who said, listen, I got married. I found out my wife was an absolute financial disaster only after we got married. It has made it difficult. You know what? Crash and I have been talking about this like a lot lately. And his mind's really working. He's asking questions. I said, this is the most important thing. She buys stuff with credit cards. You don't have to have a deep conversation. Watch what she pulls out to pay with. Is it a credit card? Or is it a debit card? Ask her. Is she paying with a credit card? No, that's not good. And he keeps saying, how will I know? I'm like, what? These are tells. And people don't date deliberately. And that's because they're not dating with the goal of marriage to a great person who's going to be that rock for them. This is a deliberate thing. It starts on your first date. It's right there. Cut them off. Don't waste your time. Your life is precious. It goes by so fast. Wait, and when you're 14? Yep. Mm-hmm. When you're 14, when you're 15. You can meet your wife then. You can meet your husband then. You have to be deliberate. There should be a checklist. You can get good at this. And so Crash is asking me all these questions. Well, how will I know if she's bad with money? I said, you marry a woman who's bad with money, you're going to be poor. She's going to work you into your grave. You're going to be like a slave. Well, how can I do that, Mom? And we've been and he was really struck by this. I mean, he's 10. And we've been having this conversation for like a month now. How can you tell? How can I find out what she doesn't tell me? There's always tells. There's always tells. But you have to teach your kids how to do this. Just like they go looking for a career, put that into the mentality. Have those questions. Start now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.